Welcome one and all to Flashback Episode 10. At some point, I think we're going to kind of get this on a schedule where it doesn't come out, like, we'll do a bunch of episodes, and then like 2 months later, we'll do a couple of other episodes.
Yeah, but we'll see. Do that.
We'll see. We'll work out a schedule at some point. But joining me as usual, we have Joshua.
It's a me, Joshua.
That was decent. He was told that he had to deliver gold in his introduction. And, I mean, it wasn't the greatest fake Italian accent I've ever heard. But,
That's a lot of spaghetti.
Yeah, it's apparently a lot of spaghetti. And we have Troy.
Hello.
Who was a huge fan of my Canadian joke today.
Oh, yes. That was incredible.
It was so, I got retweeted by some random music artist.
Oh my god.
I don't even know why, I just thought that was funny, but yes. It was probably, it's one of the best jokes I've heard in quite some time.
Oh yeah. You bastard.
It's kind of funny, cause I think, on this site we have, technically I guess this would be our fourth podcast now, or mini-cast.
Yeah.
But I think, I'm in three of them, and all three of them usually start off with some type of insult towards Canada.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Blame Canada.
That's exactly my motto, but we aren't discussing Canada, we aren't going to watch a Canadian-based show. Actually, by Josh's poor accent and introduction, we're actually going to be watching an episode of The Adventures of Super Mario Bros. 3.
Woo!
Because for some reason they had to name these shows extra. Like, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, it's the Adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3, and then you finally get Super Mario World. This episode I specifically picked because it's one of my favorites. It's one of the few I actually remembered. And I think it came up because I want to say Josh tweeted me something about a Goomba using a fire flower or something like that.
That wasn't me, sir.
Okay, somebody tweeted me that, and I thought that would be a great episode, because this is an episode where Cooper is able to use the powers of the Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I remember this episode. It's pretty great.
Yes, so we'll watch it and join you on the other side.
It is a legend no one will forget. Everyone thought King Koopa had left the Mushroom Kingdom. And then, his Doom Ship attacked. King Koopa was back with the greatest danger ever known, his Koopa Kids. Using their new superpowers, the Super Mario Brothers rescued Princess Toadstool and beat back the evil Koopa family.
I'll get those plumbers!
And we're back, and we finish a very special My Karubi episode of Super Mario Bros. 3. So, initial thoughts. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Troy.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Okay, initial thoughts.
Super Koopa.
It was super crappy. No. Well, it was okay. I've actually never even watched the show before. It's my first time watching it. So, I actually liked the 8-bit kind of like sound effects and soundtrack and stuff, but that My Karubi song was so bad, I don't know. And sometimes like Luigi's voice and like his animation wouldn't like be in sync. And be like, oh, come on. But other than that, I don't know. Pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. It was meh. Meh.
Okay. Josh?
I watched this show a lot when I was a kid. So, I mean, there is that nostalgia factor. But I'm watching it now, and I'm just like, why did I watch this? It's not super bad, but it's kind of bad. It's like they get colors wrong and
like
Troy said, like a lot of the voices and mouth flaps don't fit, and sometimes the audio like fades out too, like they'll be in the middle of a sentence, you know, and then they'll be like, it'll totally fade out. And, I mean, I noticed that really bad with Luigi talking. And why is Mario so like lazy or whatever? He's like forcing his brother to dig out of the place. He's like, yeah. You know what? I'm the star, so screw you, you know?
It's not Super Luigi.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the idea behind it was pretty good. I mean, you know, you never see Koopa with the powers, but, it didn't really help him, so whatever.
Well, I mean, it did help him for a bit. He did have the Mario Brothers on the run. He even did kidnap them. Toad had to save them by sending them a package of all their various,
power-ups.
Yeah.
Except Brothers suit and the Tanuki suit. They didn't do that. But they had the Karubi shoe, and yes, that song was terrible.
That song was terrible.
I enjoyed that song. My Karubi.
Yeah, it's like My Sharona, but...
Except it wasn't as good.
It was better.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's go find the MP3 for Earl. He can rock that out in his car while he's driving down to work or whatever.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, I kind of grew up on this cartoon, so I kind of forgive it for its cheap animation and style, just because, I mean, this was kind of my Saturday morning stuff. This, like, the Wiz Kid, Mighty Ducks, so it was a lot of cheesy stuff, and as a kid, you kind of accept it. And as an adult, I don't want to be one of those people who just kind of becomes, hey, there are stuff that doesn't age well. And I'm not going to say that this is a phenomenal cartoon that I'd recommend to everybody to watch, but I still think it's a good, fun time on its own.
Yeah.
And I specifically picked this episode because it was one of the ones that stood out to me, because it's one of the, well, I mean, I was going to say I don't remember the show well enough to remember how often they go back to the, real world. I do know they cross over to it several times. I don't think it's every episode, but it does happen.
Those French people were totally like super stereotypical.
Yeah, man. I know.
Well, I mean, you have Mario, who's pretty much a stereotypical Italian, so...
Why did they go to France?
I don't know.
Why not?
Because of the Eiffel Tower.
I'm just curious as to why they went to
France. I think, and I could be mistaken, is that they went there because Cootie Pie wanted to do that whole fashion dress-up thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Makes sense.
AKA Mindy O.
Yeah.
So. Toad was also annoying.
Well, I mean, I think as a rule, this is, you know, mini fan, is that this whole, I always hated Toad for the fact that Toad's the name of the character, but it's also the name of the race.
Yeah, Toadstools or whatever.
No, I think they're just called Toads.
Are they?
Yeah.
So he's a nameless Toad.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, there are ones that have names, but that's, you know, like Toadsworth and Toadette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like Smurfs, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, and it was a fun episode. Had some good moments and some bad moments.
Yeah. It was definitely fun. But, like I said before, I've never watched this show before, so I don't really get that whole, like, nostalgia factor or anything. So, like, I'm watching it, and I'm just like, my God, this show is terrible. But I probably would have loved it if I were, like, a kid.
Yeah, I mean...
Because as a kid, obviously, you don't really notice these kinds of things.
Yeah, obviously. You don't really care too much. You just are like, holy crap, Mario's on TV.
Exactly.
I do like the fact that there's not a live-action segment in Mario 3 and World. I could do without those guys.
Those are like the best part.
Not spaghetti.
Anything else? Oh, I don't know if we touched, but like, I mean, the animation is really poor and the environment, but it really just drove me nuts that like there were scenes where like he would stand above any surface area.
Basic
animation in general is like you make sure the character's making contact with some type of ground level. He's standing above ground.
And the water.
It was the water that really drove me crazy.
Where is Jesus?
But again, Jesus walked on water. He was above the water. It's like
he was hovering.
Yes, and you see, that wouldn't be a problem if he had like the flying suit, but he didn't.
He didn't. He had the frog suit.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God. So many things wrong with that show. But
there was no intro, was there?
Well, there was. They had that little, and I don't know if we touched on this, I like the fact that they do use, a lot of the song,
the little map, effects. Right, of the eighth world.
Yeah.
But...
that was pretty much the intro, I think. Because how the show is set up is that it's a 2-episode thing where it's like a 10-minute and 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So I don't remember if they actually had like an actual theme song, did they?
They didn't have a theme song. They had an introduction, and it's like it's told like a storybook.
Oh, okay.
And these are the adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they use music and they use a lot of stuff from the actual video game, which is really nice. I mean, it doesn't age as well because video game sound effects have kind of improved in the last 20 years. But it was it's a nice little touch. I mean, I'm sure most people still know the Mario power-up sound and the running sound and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just something that's synonymous with our generation. And especially, you know, somebody like me who has like the Mario ringtone, well, my text message sound effect is the one of sound effects. So, you know, it's something I'm accustomed to hearing all the time. But
do you think they'll bring that the running noise back with the new Super Mario Brothers things?
I don't think so.
3DS or whatever.
They seem to avoid it with the 2D game, with the recent, because I don't think there's a running sound in the new Super Mario Brothers.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, you know, Tanuki suit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but the Tanuki suit doesn't fly, which kind of pisses me off.
It doesn't fly in the new one?
No, it hovers.
Oh,
He just kind of floats. Yes.
Lame. Does he still turn into a statue?
No.
Lame.
I don't know. I don't know that one, but we haven't seen any proof to the.
Yeah.
But now that this is getting off track, final thoughts.
Josh?
Yeah, sure. Okay. If you played a heck of a lot of Mario 3, then, you know, go pick up the DVDs. But if you don't care, then don't go watch it just because it's not that great.
I think it might be on Netflix. I could be mistaken. They probably took it off.
Do have DVDs for sure. I know I had them at one point.
Oh, no, I have some of the DVDs of it. They have the DVDs of, like, the first. Oh, I think they have. I don't think Mario World is out, but they have the other two.
Yeah.
Netflix has the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, but it doesn't have Super Mario Brothers 3. So did that. Troy?
If you used to watch it, I guess if you kind of wanna, if you're feeling nostalgic, I guess go watch it. But other than that, I do not recommend it. I don't know. I didn't really enjoy it.
Okay. There's that. And, you know, I'm kind of biased. I really wouldn't recommend checking it out just because it doesn't age well. And if you want anything related to Mario, he makes fantastic games. You probably want to avoid anything else other than the games because it's not even get started on the movie.
Trust the fungus!
So yes, stick to Mario games. You don't have to worry about anything else.
Did they have comics in Nintendo Power at one point?
I believe so. I think that's where you find out about Egg Princess Peach's father.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, for Troy, Josh, and myself, this has been Flashback Episode 10, Super Cooper Edition.
Super Cooper.
Later days.